commercial community powered radio. Stay tuned for the Filipino American National News.
On a rainy Sunday morning,
Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's edition of the show, we will have some balita, along with some community announcements, along with some news from the news desk. But for right now, we're going to head over to our balita community announcements. Running from Saturday, June the 12th, starting from June the 12th through the 29th, the theater movie production of Diane Soon's play, Stop Kiss, will be taking place at the Gremlin Theater in St. Paul. And later on during the show, we will be reading a review of the play of Stop Kiss. On June 21, the third annual Minnesota Lumpia Festival will be taking place at the Mississippi Crossings Event Center in Chaplin Park from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And looks like at this event, you will see some vendors, both whether it be handbags, clothing, food there at the Minnesota Lumpia Festival, as well as performance by the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans during the program, part of the festivities that will take place in the amphitheater there at the Mississippi Crossings Event Center. And I believe for Saigon Meets Manila, a very popular food stall that has gained some popularity in the last couple of years. They'll be making their first event of the year debut at this Minnesota Lumpia Festival, which is the third annual Minnesota Lumpia Festival, which will be taking place, as we said, at the Mississippi Crossings Event Center in Chaplin Park from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. On July the 19th from 3 to 8 p.m., which is a Saturday, the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans will be having their annual, or their 37th annual Philippine Day, which will be taking place at the Ojibwe Park in Woodbury. And we'll be having more information in regards to this event as it comes closer. At this event, which is widely regarded as the largest one-day gathering of Filipino Americans in the community, you will find everything from cultural performances, singing, a variety of booths as well, from clothing to the various Filipino organizations in the community. You will have a parade during the start of the event. I believe they will be having their second annual Little Miss Philippines as part of the program as well. And in regards to our last community announcement, from June 26th through the 27th, the 19th annual Phil Minnesota Basketball Invitational will be taking place at the Legacy Hoops Academy in Woodbury, Minnesota. There are three divisions of play. That is the open division, the 6 feet and under division, and the 40 plus division. And likewise with that event, we will have more information in regards to that as it comes along. And then one other event we forgot to mention here is on Thursday, July the 3rd, at the Walker Arts Center. The Funny Asian Women Collective will be performing. I believe they'll be performing from 6 to 9 p.m. And in the upcoming future or so, we may have some of the members of that ensemble collective here on the Filipino-American National News. In regards to some other guests that you can look forward to here on the Filipino-American National News later on this week, we will be able to have a Zoom conversation with someone that I've actually been trying to get on the Filipino-American National News almost from day one of me being a part of this lovely program. And that is an actor, a musician, a DJ. That's none other than Derek Bosco, who is part of the very highly acclaimed Filipino-American acting family, the Boscos. You may remember him from such films as The Debut, a film that was written by a lot of members of his immediate family, his brother Dante, who directed his first film, along with Dion, Darion, and Ariana Bosco, the fabulous Filipino brothers. But he is seen on other things such as, I believe, The Mandalorian and the mayor of Kingstown. But we'll be able to finally sit down via Zoom with Mr. Derek Bosco and be able to talk about his very long and great career, and also being a father to us, also four talented children, one of which his daughter Ella J. Bosco had landed a prominent role in the DC Comics movie of that starred Margot Robbie and the Harley Birds of Prey, the Harley Quinn spinoff of that comic, and where she played Cassandra Cain. But I look forward to having an interview with Derek Bosco later on this week and bringing it here not only to the airwaves of the Filipino-American National News, but also via our social media platforms on both Facebook and Instagram. In regards to some balita of a former guest of the Filipino-American National News, hopefully we'll have this person again on the show. It might be a little bit difficult that now he is a former Minnesota Viking, but this is about current Indianapolis Colt Cameron Bynum and his family. The Indianapolis Colt safety, 26, and his wife, Lelaine, welcomed their first baby together, daughter Lelia Glow Bynum, on Tuesday, May 6th at 1:05 p.m. Their baby girl came into the world weighing 7 pounds, 12 ounces, and measuring 20 inches long. As a first-time parents, we are feeling extremely blessed and a little sleepy, but our hearts are so full of having our sweet baby girl here to love on, the newly minted mom tells People. Everything is still so new, but we are adjusting together. The arrival of the little baby didn't come without its own challenges. The couple, who tied the knot in May of 2023, originally planned to have a home birth. However, after being in active labor for 9 hours, they made the decision to go to a hospital. It was unexpected and longer than I thought it would be. Our plans was to have a natural water birth at home, but God had other plans for us, Cameron said. After being in active labor and pushing for 9 hours at home, pain and exhaustion put us at a standstill. The baby's position got funky, which made the pain increase, and the baby was no longer moving down. Lelaine listened to her body and knew that for the sake of her baby and the baby's health, it was best to transfer to the nearest hospital. Shortly after arriving at the hospital, the baby's heart rate began to fluctuate and drop to the point where something had to be done quickly. She ended up having an emergency C-section. The pain from the surgery and trauma that her body had to go through is real, and she's embracing the healing process and reminded herself that she doesn't need to push to go back or rush to go back to reality. The professional football player tells People that the postpartum recovery is essential for the new family of three. She can take her time healing physically and emotionally. It was a true testament to our faith and trusting in God's plan over our own, he said. We started with the plan of having a natural birth, but everything took a complete turn, and God knew what was best for our family. Lelaine and the baby were completely healthy, and ultimately, the process in itself was one of the biggest blessings ever. As the Bynums settle into their new normal, Cameron knows he feels prepared for this new chapter in his life. Growing up around so many babies, my whole family life has prepared me for these moments of being a first-time parent, he tells People. My Instagram algorithm has also been a huge part of preparing for fatherhood. He describes the adjustment to being a family of three as beautiful, even though the sleep schedule for the new parents has been challenging. It's been a beautiful adjustment from it being just the two of us, and now we are a family of three. The sleep schedule is tough sometimes, but the happiness of it being my own baby makes it impossible for me to be tired, he says, jokingly adding. But then again, I'm not the one breastfeeding and burping Lelia every 2 hours in the middle of the night. As for Lelaine, she agrees with Cameron, saying that the transition to motherhood has been a major adjustment. However, she tells People that she is surrounded by support from her family. The first couple of weeks have been a major adjustment, but being able to give birth to our daughter in California and being surrounded by our family to help us with Lelia has been such a huge blessing and made it a lot easier for both of us, she says. And once again, congratulations to Cameron Bynum and his wife Lelaine on the birth of their brand new daughter. And since it is Father's Day, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there and some of the mothers out there who step up in times when fathers aren't around. So in celebration of that, we are going to play a Tagalog version of Dance with My Father, which is entitled Aking Ama.
Del Coli, Provel Beats, Still One.
Lahat naman ng bagay ay merong katapusan, at merong kang pagsubok na kailangan lampasan. Ang makasama ka, binuhay mo ko ay bigay ng Diyos. Alaala na iniwan mo ay di magtatapos, dahil may isang awitin na likha ng iyong anak, at merong kang isang anak, pangakong di na iiyak. Pero sa tuwing maaalala ka, Ama, di ko maiwasan na pumata kang mga luha sa mata. Ang iyong mga ngiti pag ako'y iyong karga, di ko malilimutan ang iyong mukhang nakamarka sa aking isip. Wala nang iwan mo kami ni Nanay, wala nang tagapagtanggol kapag ka inaaway. Ako ng aking mga kalaro, ayokong ipakita kay Nanay, kaya pagluway patago. Miss ko nang salubungin kapag kagaling sa trabaho, tanggalin ang iyong megas at punasan ng mukha mo. Miss ko na yung araw na ako'y iyong pinapasan, mga kablos mo pag may sakit ako nang gumaan. Ang aking loob, Ama, kailan ka ba uuwi? Kahit isang araw lang, may yakap lang kita uli. Miss ka na namin ni Nanay, ang hirap nang wala ka sa aming puso. Buhay ang iyong mga alaala, Ama.
Kung may pagka. You're listening to the Filipino-American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can listen to us in the Twin Cities on 90.3 FM. Also heard online at KFAI.org and searching the Filipino-American National News. And also via Google Play and the Apple Store by searching the KFAI app. And our shows are archived up to 2 weeks. But right now, we'll head over back to the news desk. And as we stated earlier, this was concerning a story from the play that we read about earlier, Stop Kiss, which we had people from the play, MJoy Gavino and her understudy, Michelle De Hoya, on the show a couple weeks back. And this is a review from the Cherry and Spoon, witch.com, which came out today. Yesterday was a tough day here in Minnesota. It began with a horrific, politically motivated attack on our state legislators that resulted in two deaths and two people severely injured. It then transitioned to the inspiring No Kings protest in our state capital and around the country. I ended the day at the theater seeing a queer Asian story about the love in the face of hate and violence and found great solace there. Sadly, hate and violence are part of our world that never seems to go away. But the hope is that we can make the voice of love, connection, and community loud enough to drown out the hate. Stop Kiss, written almost 30 years ago by Asian American playwright and screenwriter-producer Diana Soon, is about two women in this production, Asian American women who fell in love and are confronted with the violence because of it. It is beautifully written, plays in two timelines, as funny and as sweet as it is tragic and heartbreaking. And Theater Moves' nearly flawless production is a must-see, even now, especially now. Stop Kiss takes place in the late 90s in the greatest city in the world, New York City, which almost functions as another character. Callie has lived there since college. Went into her life, it comes Sarah, who has moved to the city on a fellowship to teach children in Brooklyn. Callie shows Sarah around town, and the two become friends, and then something more, despite previous and current relationships with men. The actions of the play flashes back and forth between the two time points, before and after a pivotal moment in their relationship and their lives. Soon after the first kiss on a park bench, the women are brutally attacked. We see scenes of Callie and Sarah getting to know each other and falling in love, building up to the moment, interspersed with the scene of the fallout from the attack. It ends on a sweet note, and we never see the violence, but it hangs over the play like a black cloud. I've seen this play before. a 2014 production by Fortune Fool Theater with a mostly or all white cast. There's nothing specific in the play or these characters that speak to their authenticity, but this is Theater Mu, so they have a cast of Asian American actors, which adds another layer to the story. Hate crimes against Asian Americans increasingly alarming during these pandemic years, and we know that people who belong to multiple minority groups are doubly at risk of hate and violence. All of that background and context is brought into this play and makes it a richer story. The excellent six-person cast is led by MJ Gavino as Callie and Kelsey Angel Behrens as Sarah, and they really couldn't be cuter together. Despite the violence the couple faces, or maybe because of it, it's so wonderful to watch them fall unexpectedly, hesitantly, and awkwardly, charmingly in love. And both actors make it look and feel so natural and believable. They both play the giddy falling in love stage as the post-attack tragic part of the play, heart-wrenching, showcasing a couple that is really at the beginning of their relationship facing a devastating challenge. The talent supporting cast includes Clay Monsoon as Callie's longtime friend with benefits, George Moses Ickel as Sarah's concerned ex-boyfriend Peter, James Rodriguez as the detective who investigates the hate crime with less empathy than one would like, and Lily Tung Crystal, the former Mu artistic director, as a witness to the crime and a nurse. This is the only Katie Bradley's third time directing, and she's already proven she can handle the script, complex in both structure and emotion, on top of serving as Mu's interim artistic director this season. The two timelines in this play, from Callie and Sarah's meeting through the kiss, then that stopped or at least changed everything, and from that moment of violence forward. The play is neatly constructed, switching from one timeline to the next, with every scene both progressively chronologically. So once you get into the rhythm, it's quite easy to follow. The play is crossed between rom-com and serious drama, and Katie definitely handles both dualities. There are a few transitions between these scenes and locations, as well as some intricate costume choreography. And it's all done swiftly and gracefully and in character. For right now, we're going to play our second song of the evening. It is from an artist that we have featured here on the Philippine American House News, and a person that we have interviewed last year in around this time, and that is none other than Rachel Alejandro. And this is her song, Paalam Na. once again, that was Rachel Alejandro with her song Paalam Na. And we're going to end the Filipino American National News this week with a song by the legendary Sharon Cuneta. And the name of this track is entitled To Love Again. And just a reminder to our listeners, next week we will be having a special interview with none other than Filipino American actor Derek Bosco. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
Radio's fine, it helps me forget for a while. I look back and recall those days I had with you. Sometimes I need a friend just to make it through another day spent without you. You gave me all the reasons to live. But then you had to go, and I've just got to let you know. It's hard to love again just to make it through another day.
Listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org.